All the Light We Cannot See is a novel set in Europe beginning in 1934 when our two main characters, Marie-Laurie LeBlanc, a six-year-old French girl rapidly losing her eyesight, and Werner Fennig, a seven-year-old German living with his younger sister Jutta in an orphanage not far from the French border, have no clue how drastically their lives are about to change. The story is not told chronologically. Rather, it skips back and forth throughout the decade, forcing the reader to pay close attention. Marie-Laurie, blind at age six, is the daughter of the master locksmith of the Natural History Museum in Paris. In 1940, as the war advances close to home, museums all over Paris scramble to hide or preserve their treasures so they aren't all confiscated by the occupying Nazi forces. Marie-Laurie's father is one of four museum employees tasked with an act of subterfuge. Three of them carry decoys, and one carries the most precious gem in the museum collection, the Sea of Flames, to a secret hiding place. The myth attached to the gem is that anyone in possession of the stone will live forever, but those closest to the possessor will find themselves beset by tragedy. Not knowing whether his gem is real or a decoy, Monsieur LeBlanc sets out with his daughter to an assigned destination. Arriving to find the house destroyed by recent bombing, they continue on to the home of his uncle in the seaside village of Saint-Malo. Werner Fennig is somewhat of a prodigy, whose talent for constructing radio receivers and transmitters out of junk odds and ends makes him locally famous and eventually brings him to the attention of the Nazis. One of the few pleasures Werner experiences in his young life is listening to a mystical transmission over the airwaves of a Frenchman reciting lessons about elements of nature in a gentle, velvety voice accompanied by soothing music. He and his sister lie awake listening in their darkened room, inventing stories of who might this voice belong to and why he chooses to reach out to children in the middle of the night. Eventually, Werner is selected to an elite school for Nazi youth, and his skills as a radio builder and operator are demanded at the front. This is where I end my review, before I introduce you to all the secondary characters who either aid or hinder Marie-Laurie and Werner. I want to leave you wondering if Monsieur LeBlanc is successful with his mission to save the gem, to try to imagine how a blind girl navigates within a war-torn, occupied France, to speculate on if and how Werner and Marie-Laurie might meet and if there could possibly be a happy ending for either of them. All the Light We Cannot See is available in print or downloadable book from the Park City Library. This is Barbara Bretz for the Friends of the Park City Library.